Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Jess Phillips. She's an emergency medical technician with the Pella Community Ambulance Service. Jess is responsible for writing a proposal for a grant from the Marion County Foundation. Well, Jess, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out and joining us today. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
And I understand that the Pella Community Ambulance has just received a new grant, and could you tell us a little bit about this grant and what the purpose is for it?
We received a grant from the Marion County Foundation, and we applied for the grant in order to purchase pediatric backboards for our ambulances. What the pediatric backboards are is they are specialized backboards for the pediatric population. Our traditional backboards are long. They're made for adults. So in order to put a smaller person on there or child, we have to do a lot of padding around them in order to secure them properly. With these new backboards, we were able to just put our pediatric patient on there or smaller adult and secure them in a hurry. We don't have to worry about padding, and they're made specifically for that population. So it eases in our time on an accident scene or somewhere where we would have to immobilize a patient.
So really this is just another tool in the bag to help get folks away from a scene as quickly and safely as possible.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Okay. So what kind of legwork goes into writing a grant like this? I have to assume that grant writing is a pretty normal part of the job here.
To write a grant, you basically just have to be knowledgeable of the grant, what grants are available out there, the things that you can write for them. Some grants you can write for specific items, and some you can write for just a broad spectrum of items. So we kind of look at that and see if there's something that would be fitting to our service. And then in order to write the grant, you have to do a little research on the products that you want. You have to research the quality of them, the price of them, and then you have to also implement a training program in order to put that product in service if you buy a new product that we don't currently have on our thing. So then you have to remember that you're going to have some legwork in training time as well after you write for the grant. So you just add that into everything too.
So there's a lot of work involved both on the front end and the back end, as you said, training involved with this as well. Where do all these grants come from? I know you said this one came from the Marion County Foundation. Do they come from the more local level like that, state level? Where are some of these funds available from?
We have gotten grants here at the Pella Ambulance from Tyson's. We got from the Marion County Foundation this year. We've received a grant from Walmart in the past. Pella Corp also has given us a grant for certain things. So some of them come from the local level, and then there are state-funded grants available, and then there's federal grants available through FEMA and other programs like that as well.
So are the operations here, how dependent are they on this to have those kinds of funds to add those new tools year after year?
We're not 100% dependent on the grants. They are nice to have. So we could buy those extra things that we wouldn't normally buy with our regular budget. So that just adds to the success of our organization in purchasing new products.
Okay. And so then what sort of, it has to take sort of a team effort then once these grants are finalized. So what kind of training will be involved with this? Is this going to be some heavy duty training or something that because the item is not terribly unrelated to things you already have, it'll be a little easier that way?
We've actually already completed our training, and with it, it was just a nice, simple, normal Thursday night training that we would normally do at a monthly meeting over items that we already had, and this was just a newer item that we had, but it's pretty much like something that we already use, and so everybody pretty much for the most part knows how to use it. We just need to go over it and show them the little steps that need to be involved with it.
Okay. What are some of the bigger items that you've been able to purchase through the use of grant writing and through some of those extra funds?
We have purchased some new bunker gear. One of our grants we got in the past, the one from Walmart, we purchased who we call as Wally, and he is a dummy that we use for our training, and he has real-life breath sounds and heartbeats and things like that, so we can use him to train new students or our current members on certain scenarios.
But again, a lot of very important tools are purchased with these funds, not just for on the rescue scene, but as you said, for training purposes as well.
Yes, we use a lot of our items for training purposes.
Jess, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, that was our guest, Jess Phillips, an EMT with the Pella Community Ambulance Service on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.